The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Craig Martin of Dunham Capital, manager of Vietnam Holdings, VNH. It's ticker there. Craig, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure, Justin.
Yeah, and you've just posted your annual results for the year, ended the 30th of June, 2022, of course. And it's been a turbulent time in the markets. There's so much bearishness out there. It's unbelievable. But let's see how you fare. Before we get into the detail, Craig, just for people maybe not familiar with the company, explain what Vietnam Holdings is about, please.
Sure. So Vietnam Holding is a London-listed investment company, and its purpose is quite simple. It wants to capture the growth of Vietnam through an actively managed, high-conviction portfolio of Vietnamese companies.
Excellent stuff. Okay, like I say, just released your annual report. This is up to the 30th of June. So give us some of the key highlights, if you could, Craig.
Well, yes, certainly. In the period that ended 30th of June, I think one of the highlights is the share price. It rose 16.7% during the year. And the discount between the share price and net asset value narrowed to about 15%. Actually, today it's about 13%, which is the tightest discount of the three Vietnam funds listed in London. Mm-hmm. And the funds outperformed its the index, the Vietnam All Share Index, now over 1, 3, 5, and 10 years. So good performance and good outperformance, even in a falling market. So this year the market's down, and Vietnam Holdings is down, but down less than the market. So financial outperformance, but also importantly, we refer in the annual report to something called the United Nations Principles for Responsible Investing. And the fund's been a signatory to this for over a decade, and it's just received 2 5-stars. That's the highest grade, and it means that the fund is highly focused on responsible investing. So not only driving good outperformance in purely financial terms, but doing more, measuring more, and reporting more on its role as a responsible investor. And then just finally on that front, and I know ESG is increasingly important for everyone, we also measure the carbon footprint of the portfolio. And this year it's about 68% lower than the index. So we like to think that investors in Vietnam Holding are getting good exposure to Vietnam, getting an active management portfolio, but also one that treads gently with respect to environment, but also helping companies do better on governance and investor reporting and investor relations and things like that.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Well, take us through, I don't know what it's like, the perspective from where you are, you know, in the Far East there, but over here it seems like we are in ultra bearish territory. Everything, I mean, I was looking on sort of Twitter last night, I was thinking, everything is bearish. At the top of the pile there, you've got Putin threatening nuclear war. We've got inflation from the Ukrainian sort of invasion, and the response, the government policy response, has not been taken well because government bonds, sold off massively. Pension fund are worrying about being over leveraged there, and so the Bank of England has had to step in. So it's really sort of negative, and I've never known it as negative out there. And partly, maybe that's the contrarian view, you know. Maybe it's a good time to buy, but what's it like? I mean, how has Vietnam fared? I mean, are you seeing some of this madness that we're seeing, this bearishness?
Look, it's obviously last week was an awful week. Everyone, I think people were singing the song Wake Me Up When September Ends because, yeah, you know, a lot of volatility in global markets. Vietnam's a very open economy. It exports 200% of its economy, of its GDP through trade. So it can't escape from what happens in the world. And so in September, the market was down about 16% in Vietnam. And I think most retail investors, and there's over 5 million of them in Vietnam, are kind of sitting and waiting to see what the Fed does. So, you know, they're looking at the global news and it's a lot of negative news out there. Vietnam actually is an economy is doing really well. It just posted 13% growth in its third quarter GDP. And for the full year, it's looking at 7%, which is back on its 30-year kind of track record of 6.5% GDP growth per annum. So the macroeconomy is in good shape, and there's great prospects of Vietnam. But, you know, the global economy is weak, and equity investors, including those in Vietnam, are watching and waiting to see, I suspect, what the Fed does later this year.
Yeah, I think that's the key. I think the Fed are talking a tough book, aren't they? They're saying they're going to go hard and go for longer. But I think once something starts to break, they'll ease off a bit. But I think I was watching a CNBC ex-Fed guy on telly there saying that they're hoping to do all the hard lifting pretty much before year end. And so I think once they signify that the rate of change has stopped, has paused, then maybe it'll give some revitalization to the markets. But I mean, a lot of our inflation, of course, has come from energy, oil and gas. How is Vietnam positioned in that respect? Do they import a lot?
Actually, they don't. So Vietnam produces the majority of its energy domestically. Half of its energy comes from hydropower and renewables, so solar and wind, a little bit of natural gas. Coal does account for about half of the energy mix, but a lot of that is domestically produced as well. So it's not as exposed or reliant, perhaps, on supplies of energy as sadly the case in Europe, or indeed in countries like Sri Lanka and Pakistan that are heavily reliant on that. But back to your point, I think you're right. The good companies with good balance sheets are actually cheap, but investors don't want to be buying them at the moment. People are waiting. And so prices are going to continue to remain attractive, and you could see a rebound, when the Fed kind of signals that it's happy with where it's got to, or when kind of sense prevails. But at the short term, it's clearly a lot of volatility. But in terms of inflation, Vietnam probably only about 4% inflation at the end of this year. Mm-hmm. So a very different kind of level of inflation as we're witnessing in Europe and in the States. So it's an emerging market. Interestingly, Vietnam is an emerging market in all of the good characteristics, but it's still seen as a frontier market. Mm-hmm. And just the other day, one of the rating agencies says, look, maybe next year we'll consider Vietnam maybe should be a secondary emerging market. And that will be very interesting to see if that starts to get some traction, because if it gets promoted to a full emerging market, you could see more prestige, clearly, but also higher flow of interest and money into the stock market and better valuations for companies. So I think the mid and long-term outlook for Vietnam remains strong. Let's just, thankfully, we're through September, but let's see how we get through globally over the next months to come.
Yeah. Well, exactly. That's the thing. It's a global economy. Even if one economy is doing well and not exposed, like you say, the energy inflation aspect of it, it still gets dragged down a little bit. But therein lies the opportunity. So you're pretty confident going forward. Vietnam will still power ahead. Good growth.
Great companies. And in Vietnam holding portfolio, we've got some businesses that over the last 5 to 10 years have compounded their earnings at 30% per annum. Some of our retailers even 40%. So, yes, there'll be a sell-off in some of those stocks that we've seen over the last few months. But fundamentally, these are great businesses. You've got a large economy, 100 million people, it's consuming more. And you've got to believe that these companies will continue to do what they're doing and may even gain market share. So, if you take a 3 to 5 year view, you look at domestic consumption plays and some urbanization plays, that's kind of real estate developers in the longer term. And, the business to businesses that we're looking at in the market, then you can find some great companies, good earnings growth, cheap valuations. If you can look through the current noise, you see this as a buying opportunity, I think you'll be rewarded.
Yeah, more stuff. Okay, if you could then, Craig, 3 reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Vietnam Holdings to their watch list, please.
Well, number one, Vietnam Holdings is easy to buy through your brokerage account. It's main board London Stock Exchange listed. Secondly, the fund trades at a discount to its net asset value. So there's some upside from that alone, let alone the underlying strong growth. And then lastly, the Vietnam economy has the potential for significant growth over the midterm. So as that falls through to the capital markets, it's probably one of the better places in the world to be investing, I would say.
Yeah, marvelous stuff. Craig, good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Looking forward to it, Justin. Yep, take care. Keep your head down.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.